So what do you think of that idea? Is Attorney General Eric Holder right? Would the U.S. have a new outlook on enacting gun laws in the wake of Sandy Hook had the American people viewed those images? Should the American people view those images from Sandy Hook? Kimberly Rule is a former crime scene investigator, currently a professor at George Mason University. Kimberly, yes or no? Should the American people see those images?
I do not believe that it is appropriate for the public to view some of these graphic images.
Okay. Leanna Peter Hagany is also with us. She's a researcher in the Department of Psychology at the University of Illinois at Chicago. She's looked into how emotion factors into jury verdicts. Leanna, what do you say? Yes or no? Should the American people view those images?
Well, emotional evidence can be prejudicial, but it can also be probative, which means that it offers some additional information about the level of harm that you just can't get from words alone. So it might actually help make people understand more about the level of harm that happened.
From a psychologist?
It's a qualified yes.
All right. Qualified yes and a qualified no from Kimberly Rule and Leanna Peter Hagany. Kimberly, let me begin with you. What do you think is the moral issue here of showing these pictures or not? And do you think that if they were shown, they would have an impact on the way Americans think about gun control?
My perspective as a crime scene investigator, we take tons of pictures, hundreds to thousands of photographs at every crime scene. And the main purpose to do this is to create a permanent record of the scene and the evidence so that we could present this in court. As Leanna had mentioned, these photographs must be more probative than prejudicial to be admissible into court. This means it has to give you more facts of the case. It must demonstrate an issue to the case. They can't be used just to spark that emotion in the jury and help to inflame the jury, because if you do that, then they can lose their objectivity to making decisions based on sheerly the facts. And I think this applies directly to the public as well, that these images, if they are shown, they need to be more probative and prejudicial. I think that is the key, and not just to spark this type of emotion, because I feel that that could do some emotional and psychological damage to the average public member who might not be able to have certain coping mechanisms and to know if they're going to be able to handle these type of graphic images.
So you think Americans should be shielded from these images, but it sounds like you're saying that if they were released, they probably would have a serious and significant impact.
Correct. And it's not to say that, you know, everything has to be shielded. I think, you know, maybe some images, but the really graphic ones, I think we need to be very, very careful, and not only to help to protect the public's, but also to help to protect the victim and also the victim's family. I would always have to think, you know, what if that was my child that was being displayed for everyone to see? What psychological impact would that have on the victim's family and friends?
Well, certainly there would have to be agreement, and the families and the victims' families would have to sign off on any approval of these pictures being shown, that's for sure. Leanna Peter Hagany, what do you think? Do you think that they would have an impact, and do you think there is a value in presenting them to the American people?
I think that emotional photographs, especially graphic photographs, can definitely sway public opinion. Emotional evidence has a really strong effect on judgments and on attitudes. And that's only one aspect of it. So seeing the actual harm done can help persuade people who are now against gun control. It can persuade them that gun control is necessary. But that's only one part of the story. Emotional evidence can also motivate people who are already in support of gun control to be more vocal and more firm in their support. So I think that's another aspect that's very important in the way that these pictures could affect public opinion and shape policy, is it would make people who are passive, but they are pro-gun control, it would make them not passive. It would make them vocal and motivated.
I'm going to go back to both of you to the picture of the baby that washed up on the shore in the refugee crisis in Europe, and how that mobilized people and changed minds in the leadership corridors in Europe about bringing refugees and migrants into those countries. Do you think the American legal system, by keeping these pictures private, denies Americans an element that would allow them to make a decision that basically that emotional component is just not a part of our gun control debate, and that there's a problem there, Kimberly?
shielding the public from some of these graphic images, I mean, it may kind of deter people from really having a stance or really going to do research to find out, you know, the other facts of what's going on. But again, I would definitely caution on, you know, what images are shown and who decides when enough is enough. Eventually, you're going to overcome the public with these graphic images to the points where this can really start to backfire because it's going to start to desensitize the public.
Good point. Liana, give us your final words here and speak to that notion of desensitization.
Yeah, that's actually a very good point. Definitely a lot of it could end up having this kind of effect. But from my perspective, there's definitely a turning point. There's definitely a point to which adding more graphic information can tip the scale. So to a certain extent, it's definitely probative and useful. You do want to see, like the example that you've given is a really good one, the child on the shore. It's not that graphic, but it's very impactful. It's very emotional. It speaks to the level of harm. It shows you a real victim. So it has a very strong emotional impact without being disturbing in that very graphic way. And there's also research that shows that people are more, a lot of times they're more swayed by one example, one victim. When there's an identifiable victim, it actually has more of an impact than, you know, 1,000 victims. Then it just kind of becomes statistics.
All right. So Liana Peter-Hagany is a researcher in the Department of Psychology at the University of Illinois at Chicago, and Kimberly Rules, a former crime scene investigator and now professor at George Mason University. Kimberly and Liana, thanks so much for a great discussion.
Thank you.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.